story speaks about the weeds and the wheat, a familiar parable, and it places them out there in the field. But our purpose in meditating on this passage here in church is to look at the weeds and the wheat within. How do we deal with the presence of both? And perhaps we could dwell on that for a few minutes. I invite our summer seminarian intern, Brian Carpenter, to help us in doing that task.
I think today's gospel comes at a very appropriate time, as many people right now are probably working on their gardens and weeding them out. And actually, the past couple of days over at St. John's, the gardening crew has been there. And I was on my way to the gym on Friday and saw one of the men there pulling the weeds out of the garden. And knowing I was preparing for this day of preaching, I told him, I said, "Aren't you aware Jesus said you're supposed to leave the weeds in with the garden?" And he looked at me and he said, "That's why Jesus was a carpenter." Today's parable is particularly challenging because it deals with the problem of evil. St. Thomas Aquinas says that for Christians to deal with the problem of evil, it's the second most difficult problem in the world next to that of an atheist to deal with the problem of good. So it's a serious problem. We have to approach this problem seriously. Jesus acknowledges that corruption or evil has been introduced into creation, into the field today. It's been placed there by the enemy, he says. And he allows it to grow for some reason. He allows the weeds to grow with the wheat. And I think the reason is that this is meant to tell us something about our God. It tells us something about us and our relationship to God. First, it tells us that our God is a God who creates, not a God who uncreates or destroys the creation, regardless of what happened to it. So God allows the weed and the wheat to grow together. But why? That's a question I can't answer because I'm not God. But I can propose a theory. And my theory is perhaps the reason he doesn't allow us to weed the garden, or the reason that he tells the disciples that you'll end up pulling the wheat with the weeds, is because we can't distinguish wheat from weed very well. As human beings, we're limited in our capacity to do that. And to explain this, I want to give you a story here. Once there was a young man who was raised by his mother. His mother was a very faithful Catholic, went to church all the time. But once this man came of age, he stopped going to church. And this really bothered his mother, and so she was constantly praying for him and went and talked to the bishop about him. And the young man didn't affect him at all. He went off seeking the good life. And one day he came back with his live-in girlfriend, and this drove his mother nuts. And so she constantly prayed that he would leave this lady, which he did once he found somebody who displeased her even more than the first. So now he's got this new live-in girlfriend, and he'd go off and he used to steal from the neighbors, not because he needed what the neighbors had, not even because he really wanted it, but mainly just for the pure pleasure of stealing. And you might ask, why does God allow this weed to exist in the garden? Why does God allow for this? And the answer is pretty simple. God needed St. Augustine. St. Augustine was this weed. But then he had a conversion experience and became one of the greatest Catholic moral theologians and one of the greatest saints and theologians in our church history, influencing 1,500 years, actually more than that, of Christians and Christian theology. But originally, he looked like a weed. Many of us may have uprooted him, accidentally pulling a grain of wheat, thinking it was a weed. These types of stories didn't just happen 1,500 years ago, and they don't just happen to the saints. I have another story to tell from when I lived in Brooklyn, New York. And when I was in Brooklyn, I was living in the poorest parish in the diocese. And I lived in community with a man named Steve Gonzalez and four other people. And Steve was a beacon to the whole community. He was 75 years old when I met him, and his health was failing him. He was on dialysis. But Steve was very faithful. We would often pray the Divine Office or the Liturgy of the Hours three or four times a day as a community. And Steve would always be there, making sure we prayed on time, no matter what happened. It didn't matter if we were in the middle of dinner. Steve would drop, you know, everything. You could be in the middle of swallowing, and Steve would have rush you off to the chapel because it was time to pray. And his life, his spiritual life, went beyond that. Kind of like something out of the gospel, people would come to Steve seeking advice from him and seeking to talk to him and discuss their lives and open their lives to him. And when you're in the poorest parish in the Diocese of Brooklyn, these are the local people, aren't the people who are the businessmen or the faithful Catholics. The people that were coming to Steve were the prostitutes, they were the drug users and the drug dealers, and they would come to Steve asking for some sign of hope. And Steve would always be there to preach God's message of love to them, and that God could love even them, despite all the sinfulness, despite everything else that was going on in the community. Jesus was there to save, and Jesus was there to love. Clearly, Steve was a grain of wheat. And I have no doubt that right now he's in heaven with St. Augustine and with Jesus. But Steve didn't always appear to be this grain of wheat. As a young man, Steve was an abusive drinker. This is nothing new to the projects in Brooklyn. And one thing led to another for Steve, and eventually he found himself using drugs. He found himself involved with the prostitution on the streets, and he even found himself running the local crack house across the street from this parish. And he did this until he was about 50 years old, when he had a conversion experience. And he attributes this conversion experience to the Lord. He attributes it to Jesus. But Steve was able to get himself into a program. He cleaned himself up, overcame all the drugs, the violence, the sex, everything else that was going on in the streets around him. And he was able to preach the good news to the people in the community. He stood as a beacon of hope to many in this community, showing that the gangs, that the drugs, that the sex, everything could be overcome, that it is possible to overcome these addictions, and that Jesus Christ and the power of God is more powerful than all these forces combined. So perhaps the person over at St. John's, and I say this with no disrespect, may have been mistaken. Perhaps there was some wisdom in this gardener who decided to leave the weeds and allow them to grow with the wheat. Because perhaps we aren't able to tell very well the wheat from the weed. And perhaps the only way it can be told is at the harvest. And there will be a harvest. Jesus is very clear about that. The Lord will come, and he will harvest. But he's also clear about another thing. It's the harvester who will separate the weed from the wheat. It's not us. It's not us. Our job isn't to decide who is weed and who is wheat. Oftentimes we like to think that's our job, but that's God's job, and he's very capable of doing that. So we need to let God do his job, because he's good at it. And he's often better than we are, we who would often throw out the wheat, mistaking it for a grain of wheat, or mistaking it for the wheat. So we need to let God do that. Our job is to seek conversion. Our job is to look at our life and say, are we in conformity with our God or not? In other words, are we acting as weed or are we acting as wheat? Our job isn't to judge, to say, oh, that person's a weed, let's weed them out of the garden. As the scripture tells us this morning in the Book of Wisdom, it states that our job is to use the good ground that God has provided us and to use that ground for the repentance of our sins. Therefore, let us abandon our judgments of other people and work on converting our own lives so that we too, like Steve Gonzalez and St. Augustine, may one day be in heaven with the Lord.